sleepyhead. That was a nice long nap, wasn't it? How are you feeling? No, you weren't dreaming. You're still here with me, sweetheart. Oh, I'm very real, and I'm not going anywhere. No. You didn't answer my question. How are you? Are you, perhaps, feeling a bit better than before? That's what I was hoping for. Sometimes not getting enough rest can be the root of many of our problems. It's so hard to deal with everything else in life when you're not 100%, right? It certainly doesn't hurt to take that rest in the arms of someone who loves you either. I do. I love you, sweetheart. I can feel that way, even if we've just met. Don't you agree? Oh, that's so sweet. I'm so glad you love me, too, my good boy. Now, I know we're both rather cozy here by the fire, but it's time that you should come with me. Come with me, sweetheart. Shh. You'll see. Come on. So obedient. Thank you, sweetie. I'm glad you think so. I do love living here, but it can be a bit lonely sometimes. Living in such a big old house all by myself. That's why I'm so grateful. So happy that you're here. While you're staying here, in the house of the lost with me, you have free reign over the place. Yes, consider this to be as much your home as it is mine, all right? I don't blame you if you don't want to stray far from me. It's understandable. There are no expectations for you here. You can do whatever you like. We've arrived here in the kitchen. It seems to me that you need something to eat. Is that right, cutie? Oh, simply because I live in a big old house, that does not mean I have servants. I'm the kind of woman that enjoys doing things herself. Keeps me grounded. I wasn't expecting company, so I simply don't have anything prepared yet. How about something nice and quick? I'm thinking grilled cheese, tomato soup, something to warm you. Sometimes it's pleasant to have something simple, nostalgic, you know? Doesn't have to be all fancy all the time. Oh, more compliments for me. Thank you, sweetheart. I like this apron, too. I made some fresh bread and cut us some slices. Start some butter heating. Some cheese. Sharp, Or do you like it mild? Perfect. Tomato soup heating. Would you care for something to drink? Sweetheart, as I'm working, I can't help but notice you seem a little glum. Is everything all right? Oh, you poor boy. It's worse than I thought. Listen, you don't have to worry about anything. Nothing that's going on in the outside world can touch you here, all right? There's nowhere in the world you need to be more than here. I think all those out there. Well, I think they're a big part of why you're having such a hard time. Yes? Well, everyone wants something from you. And after they've taken your precious time, your resources, there's barely anything left for yourself. Right now, you have nothing but time. Here, we're both going to focus entirely on you, on your needs, for the first time. And no, you're not wearing out your welcome here either. I want you to be here. I want you to be here with me. And you. And you. You can stay here as long as you like. I'll never get tired of having you around. Look, it's all finished. I'll cut it in half. Serve up a bowl. Doesn't that smell tasty? Eat, eat. You owe me nothing. No, I made this for you because I wanted to. I enjoy doing thoughtful things for people, especially for cute boys like you. Now eat up. Eat up. There. I enjoy watching you eat. Do you lose your appetite sometimes? When you're feeling anxious? Oh, in that case, I think it might be especially important that you eat. Your health is rather important, really. That's important to me. Eat up every bite. There you go. Do you like my cooking? I'd love to keep making you yummy meals. Whatever you want, I am here for you. Oh, well, I suppose that is a rather good question. Why do I help good boys like you? I'm not an ordinary person, I suppose. That's a start. I'm special, and this house is also special. We're here just for boys in need. Thank you. It's the whole reason I exist. You coming here brings me to life. So you don't need to feel guilt or obligation toward me. No. Because I really, really do want to take care of you. It's literally what I live for. I'd really appreciate it if you'd make it as easy as possible for me to give you that help. The help you need, Can you be cooperative? What do you think, Can you? Can you help me help you? Can you believe that you deserve help? That last one is especially challenging, isn't it? Such a generous thing. Can you answer yes? Can you believe? Oh, then come here. Come here. You're such a wonderful, perfect boy. Let that sink in. Shh. Don't fight. Let my positive thoughts sink in. All that stress, all that anxiety. Oh, you don't deserve any of that. So you're going to stay right here with me. Right here. Until all of it has melted away. Right here with me, okay? I can't stand to see a good boy like you suffering so. No, I cannot. I can't wait to see how you blossom. Oh, you'll blossom once you realize that you can shake off all that nastiness. The nastiness that the world pushed on you. You're wonderful already. And you're only going to become even more stunning as you start to heal. I can't wait to bear witness to your blooming. You're such a cute thing. It's amazing to me that you haven't even begun to realize how fabulous you are. Somehow, you believed a lie, been tricked into thinking that you are less worthy than others. But I'm going to show you just how kind and hardworking and worthy of love you are. It's what I live for, remember? Now, if you're all finished with your meal, then let's head to my room. It's nice and cozy up there. And we can snuggle together for as long as you like. And when you're feeling ready, maybe more. Use your imagination. Come here, sweetheart. Follow me. I'll keep taking care of you for as long as you are in the house.